All right, Bricks, as has become our custom, we'll throw together a little bit of a hodgepodge.
I have a visual of right now.
What's that?
Terry Collins at his house, whiskey, probably in a onesie, just playing air guitar to this right now in celebration of the departure of Jason Bay.
Jason Bay out as a Met. Bricksy danced, or he made a bonfire last night and danced around it in celebration.
It
invited
great.
All of his Met friends over.
And they
then all
it
burned
started,
their Jason Bay merchandise.
Started snowing, so I think I might have done a rain dance inadvertently. That's how
God, how happy are you as a Met fan to have him gone? To pay him, I mean, what was it, like $21
million
get out the door?
Which I thought was weird because he was getting $16 million in his fourth year, and then he had a fifth-year option if he got 600 ABs. Now, there's no way in hell he's getting 600 ABs. There's no way in the world he is going to get 600 ABs. So if I'm the Mets, I'm saying, listen, we'll give you $16 million.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just pay your next year. You know, so I thought the Mets, even in their good moves, made bad moves.
Let me ask you this. Was this, as a Yankee fan that I am, was this on Kevin Brown level?
I think, listen, Kevin Brown, this is worse than Kevin Brown. If I were to look at what Jason Bay, and if you look, Jason Bay, I believe, hit 236, 24 jacks, and about 124 RBI, something in that ballpark, for his entire three-year Met career.
Yeah, it's not good.
The guy was he was an abomination. He was awful. You know, I was saying this yesterday.
Right, so is it Carl Pavano level?
It's that's the ballpark.
That's it. It's
okay,
Carl
you're
Pavano.
Getting Pavano-ish. It's definitely worse than AJ Burnett, because AJ Burnett actually won you a playoff game, which is one more phenomenal thing that Jason Bay came nowhere close to delivering. Listen, Jason Bay was signed because they were opening Citi Field and they needed somebody to put butts in your seats. That's problem number one. Okay, Jason Bay doesn't put butts in seats. Jason Bay isn't a star. Jason Bay is the type of guy that if you're a baseball fan and
ooh, that's a solid player.
You're like, okay, good pickup. Jason Bay, he can really do it.
Man, I love Jason Bay on my bench. That's great. Oh, he's starting. That's a problem.
No, listen, to Jason Bay's credit, he did have a very good...
No, he was great in Boston.
8-year career prior to coming to
he was great in Pittsburgh, great in Boston. And do you think his New York expectations is what a lot of people lay on the feet of guys who sign with the Yankees and fail, like a Pavano
right.
or a Kevin Brown.
But guys who sign with the Mets and fail, like everybody except Mike Piazza. Yes, he got
scored. He's not bitter, folks.
You could tell at the end, and I was saying this, I felt bad for Jason Bay at the end, and I hate feeling bad for these guys that I hate. Because he, by all indications, he was a nice guy, and he tried hard, and he played good in the field and had a couple concussions due to effort. So when you have a couple concussions due to your effort in the field, you get a little pass, but the guy would just strike out or pop out and ground out, and he would look like a sad dog. He would look like one of those Sarah McLachlan dogs in like the cage looking at you with the sad eyes, and you can adopt it for $1 a month. Because that's what Jason Bay would do every time.
I understand, but we have to choose that. You just ruined my day, and I haven't even seen the commercial.
Exactly, and I want to just hate that dog. When it's Jason Bay. And I can't, because he's looking at me with like sad, desperate puppy eyes, like adopt me and give me a better life. And he's finally got that better life, and he'll go to Kansas City and he'll probably drive in 115 runs.
Oh, he'll have
year,
a total revival,
which
he's
I
no
don't know
Met.
If I'll be able to stomach. That'll make me hate him. Right now I'm ecstatic. I don't hate Jason Bay. I just hate what he represented, and he was a cancer on the club. So I love the fact that he's gone. If he goes elsewhere and hits 25, 30 and drives in 100, I will hate Jason Bay.
By the way, that's great news for the Mets. Some bad news for the Mets in a very, very, it only could happen to the New York Mets. Your boy Lucas Duda broke his wrist moving some furniture.
Right.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know how you break your wrist moving furniture. Like, I understand it, like you broke a toe because you dropped a couch on it. But I have...
It's sketchy. There should be a bit of an investigation. This harkens back to Jeff Kent. You know, I think he broke his wrist as well washing his car, but really he was driving a motorcycle and he fell off. You're a huge dude, Lucas. I mean, that's really all you are. You're just a big guy who can swing the lumber a little bit. There's no way you're breaking your...
I'm curious. I haven't heard the details. Was he like moving from one house to another, or was he just rearranging his living room furniture?
I think he was like rearranging his living room furniture. He was moving stuff. First of all, the guy lives in Cali, so do you, Duda. But he was moving his furniture. The guy, listen, the biggest issue with Luke is, Duda, because he will be healthy by training camp, by spring training.
Yeah.
The problem is he was on the block. The Mets were considering moving him or like Davis. Listen, the Mets are considering moving R.A. Dickey, who, by the way, officially yesterday was named one of the three finalists for the Cy Young.
So
fingers crossed on that one. The Mets are trying to move anybody, and Lucas is certainly one of the pieces that they wanted to move. And it really hurts his trade stock, the fact that the guy's got a broken wrist, and all he does is, I mean, his game is predicated on swinging the bats with his wrist.
Right.
So that's a bummer for the Mets. I think that that means he will definitely be in the blue and orange next season, and I don't necessarily love that. It's just
stuff
you didn't
need to
happen.
It's just one of those things that happens to the Mets. Like, there aren't a lot of teams that you have, you know, somebody on the trading block break their wrist moving furniture. But if there was a team, it would happen to.
Right. It was kind of like the Pineda deal. And Pineda exploded. That was a Met thing that was accidentally happening in the
Yankees.
That's
right. It just got rerouted to the wrong borough.
Right.
Right. Next little piece of news as we piece together a hodgepodge third segment. Your girl, Sam Gordon. I don't know if you've seen this video, but she'll be your girl in a second. 8-year-old girl tearing it up in Pop Warner. She cannot be stopped. Running like Jim Brown and Barry Sanders combined to make an 8-year-old girl. Just tearing up Pop Warner right now.
Listen, she's a beast.
And by the way, we'll post the video. The video is posted currently on the Cover 2 Facebook page. You can check that out at Cover 2 Radio. Use the number when you search.
She's a beast. It's phenomenal. You watch the highlight reel, and she really does tear it up. She's faster than all get out. She should not be playing.
What do you mean she shouldn't be playing?
Listen, when you're 8 years old, first of all, when you're 8 years old, guys and girls are about the same. Boys and girls are about the same size. If not, girls being a little bit larger. Now, she's not big. She's more of a speeder. She's a Dexter McCluster.
She's the same size as everybody in the field.
Right, exactly. Now, here's my problem. She won't always be the same size as the next guy in the field. So, at one point, she's going to probably...
Oh, stop
no,
it.
Listen. You need to shut up. At one point...
I need to shut up.
Yes. Whether it be probably 3 to 4 years when you're talking, start talking 12, 13-year-olds, she's going to want to keep playing, and she's probably going to still be good. And either they're going to have to tell her, no, you can't play, which is going to start a huge suffragette movement... Or she's going to play, which only creates two problems. She's no longer that big, and she's going to get hurt. Or guys aren't going to want to level a girl, and it's going to create an unfair disadvantage for defenses.
Oh, wah. Cry about it. Let the girl play.
No, don't
let
the girl. Really?
Dude, it's football. She's 8. Let her play and have some fun.
And it's fine when you're 8, but
oh,
it's not going to continue.
So what? The parent? So you think that she's going to be smaller than everyone when they get a couple years older, and so the parents are going to have an uncomfortable conversation with her? Who cares? Dude, let her play football.
No, because right now,
See, when you originally told me she wasn't gonna, I thought you were gonna, you know, try and proclaim that we were looking at a Danny Almonte situation here, and we needed to look into a record. Now you're just like, oh, she might get her feelings hurt later because she might not be able to play football.
Listen, she's eight right now, dude.
She's having fun playing football.
Fine,
let her play football.
She can have fun playing softball. She can have fun playing baseball. If she wants to play baseball, I would be down with that because you can go on as far as you can go.
Are you kidding me right now?
As long as you are good enough, you can play with the guys. I don't care.
Let her play with the guys now. She's 8 years old playing football, man. She's having some fun with some friends, tearing up the league.
And she's really good and good for her. It's just not...
Are you kidding me?
You're creating a huge issue, okay? You're going to...
Hang on. You might be creating what might be a huge issue. Right now, she's an 8-year-old playing ball. Are you worried about 4 years down the line what could happen? She's an 8-year-old girl who wants to play ball. Let her play, but let her have some fun, dude.
Do you understand how big of a stuffy old man shirt you sound right now? No, not at all. You're trying to paint me in a corner like I'm some conservative having a problem with women's rights. This is not a women's rights issue. This is a her safety issue.
You just said 2 minutes ago it's going to start a huge women's suffragette movement.
Right, which is wrong. What's going to happen. It's going to be misplaced, is what I'm trying to say. The issue is her safety down the road or the fact that you are building up something and then you are going to crush the girl by saying
one,
you can't do it anymore.
One,
that's not fair.
Let them deal with it down the road. Two,
no.
Her parents
okay,
had a
so
conversation
no
and say that.
You have no foresight. That's fine.
No, I have foresight, Bricks. I'm saying that what might happen in the future doesn't outweigh what is happening right now.
One of those three things will happen. No,
you can't just claim it will happen.
Yes, I can.
No, she might be okay. What if she outgrows football and in 2 years she's like, I don't want to play football anymore. I'd rather just hang out. I'd rather spend
ever done that A, you're great at, B, you enjoy doing, C, makes you an internet star that you're like, oh, you know what?
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. I'm done with that. No, you're absolutely right. Kids never outgrow anything. They get into something when they're six and it just keeps going for the rest of their life. They never look back.
When you're great at it. I'm not talking about the time you played the tuba and were terrible at it for a year.
Excuse me. I was a great tuba player and I take great offense to that.
Listen. I can't believe what you're saying right now. You're setting this girl up that she's either going to be able to do something until she can't do it anymore because she's a girl, which is not a mentally sound stance, but it's a fact in this game because she's not going to be physically able to do this, or you're setting it up where it's an uncomfortable situation for everybody else involved in terms of actually making contact with her.
Okay. All right.
Or she's going to get hurt.
All right. Okay. That's totally cool. That's great. I'm going to quit right now. I'm not doing radio anymore because I might get fired a couple years from now. I might get another job, and then they tell me I don't want to do it, and I don't want to have my feelings hurt.
I'm just going to let it go right now.
I'm going to do it. No, I'm done.
Fine.
I'm
done. The show is better as a one-person show anyway.
Really? We can call it the Stuffy Old Man Hour with Pierce Bricks lying down his ridiculous themes about taking away the dreams of children.
You are creating false dreams for this girl, and that's the problem.
False dreams? It's an 8-year-old playing sports, dude. Let it happen.
It can happen in a whole bunch of sports.
She wants to play football. Let her play football. Who cares?
Because at some point she's going to want to play
football. So what? We have a conversation with her. We sit her down a couple years from now and say, look, we're afraid you're going to get hurt doing this. Let's try something else out. It was great while it lasted. And maybe she says, okay. Maybe she's sad about it for a couple minutes. Who cares? Who knows?
That's fine.
Listen, are you kidding me?
It's a subjective thing. I don't think she should be out there. I think it's setting her up for a great deal of emotional distress down the road.
You're setting me up for a great deal of emotional distress down the road. Charles Tillman, Bricks, Bears defensive player, might miss this Sunday's game because his child is being born. You think he should, whatever, go to the game, you pansy? Is that your opinion?
Which child? Is it his first?
I don't care. It's his child being born. Go see his child be born. Please, God, tell me you're not going against me on this, too.
I'm not going against you on this. You obviously go watch your kid be born.
Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk.
If your kid is born on Saturday afternoon, get your butt on a plane Saturday night.
Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk said that he has to be there for the game and likened his playing football to being in the military, and that people overseas serving military time can't just take time off to go see their kid.
That's just ignorant.
That's an ignorant and, quite frankly, disgusting comparison.
Now,
to me.
Would you say it was Floria?
Yeah.
Now, if Floria's wife is having a kid, can he hold off? He could probably call his editor and say, "Hey, can you get a fill-in guy to write a quick column for me?"
It's a disgusting comparison because again,
but Tillman can't
football. Military service. They're totally different, and that's just absurd.
Whenever that happens, and listen, I use the phrase field general and call guys out there soldiers all the time.
Right, and I've said they're going into battle before talking about a game. But when you
try to make a literal comparison between what athletes are doing and what the people out there protecting our freedoms, and I hope everybody voted on Tuesday.
And by the way, happy Veterans Day.
It's just misplaced, it's misguided, and it's wrong.
Yeah. And a couple other stories. Two more I want to get to, Bricks. Anderson Silva will be starring in an up... Or not, I don't know about starring, but he will be in an upcoming Steven Seagal movie, which begs the question, not is the movie going to be good, it's going to be terrible, but begs the question to me, who wins in a fight right now, Silva or Seagal? I'm taking Seagal. I saw Under Siege. I'm taking him.
You know who's going to be in Expendables... I'm not even going to entertain that question. You know who's going to be in Expendables 3?
Who?
Nick Cage. That's a fact. Nick Cage is penciled in for Expendables 3, which is going to put it over the top because I did not go see 1 or 2, but you had to be Nick Cage.
It's like the Daniel Craig Bond movie. You're going to skip 1 and 2, go see 3?
I want his face off.
Again,
great movie.
I'm amazed. Two straight weeks we've made a face-off reference. And
my goal is to have...
Look for the third. coming next week. It's going to be great. This morning, Bricks, to round out segment three real quick, this morning, a cadet at the Coast Guard Academy, I believe, is where Mike and Mike was doing their show today, asked Rob Gronkowski to go to their spring dance, which I think is great, because if there's an athlete you want to bring to your dance, I think it's Gronkowski,
because
the dude's just out having a really good time. You know, he's gonna be out in the dance floor, just hanging out.
That's the problem. He's embarrassing.
It doesn't matter. He's just
too
having
much of a bro.
He's gonna get lit. He's gonna have a really good time, and he's just gonna hang out, and he's gonna make everybody else happy.
No, he's
I
not.
Love it.
Rob
I love
Gronkowski
it.
Annoys me from a distance. I do not want him hanging with me.
I could party with Rob Gronkowski.
Listen, if you had to ask for your high school dance, you were going to ask a female athlete, or maybe Rob Gronkowski. You know, you do you.
Female
I'm not
athlete? I don't know.
To
but
a party.
If we open it up to all celebrities, Olivia Munn.
Okay, well, here's a question. It's a two-part question here, because first you have to think, we're talking high school, so are you going now, or are you going in 2004 when I personally was a senior, in which case I'm going to go Jenny Finch, and may still,
Finch.
In
may
2012,
still
go Jenny Finch.
You may still want to go Jenny Finch. We'll come back. We'll get an outrageous claim. It's cover two.